Welcome to the IAPSS Pole Position Podcast, where we engage in informative, impactful, and entertaining 500-second conversations centered around topics critical to K-12 educational leadership, designed for those who are driving change and leading the field in influence and impact. Bob Taylor, IAPSS Executive Director, will be the Grand Marshal of these thought-provoking discussions. Thank you for joining us as we uncover valuable insights to fuel your leadership journey and take you into the winner's circle. So buckle up as we put Indiana superintendents in the pole position. Superintendents, start your engines.
I am Bob Taylor, your host for the IAPSS Pole Position Podcast. And today I want to be part of your pit crew of learning and help get you ready for the race to successfully and efficiently use the power of artificial intelligence in your educational programming. Now, artificial intelligence is already having a major impact on education. And whether you are excited or concerned about AI, as a school leader, you have a responsibility to ensure AI is approached thoughtfully and appropriately in your school community. Now, hopefully this podcast will help you expand your basic understanding of AI and its unlimited use in the world of education. And this will help you as a leader to become more knowledgeable about AI in the rapidly changing AI-infused world. So let's start with the basic understanding that this latest version of technology may well have the most significant influence on areas of education that we have ever experienced to date. But more importantly, this is a technological platform that is coming at us faster than any Indy 500 race car we have ever seen. The explosion of artificial intelligence into the educational world is coming at us quicker than any previous educational influence in the history of public education. It is not coming. Actually, it is here. Let me try to put the proliferation of AI programs into an understandable perspective. When Netflix, the streaming platform, was introduced, it took over 41 months to achieve 1 million users. When Facebook was made public, it took a little under 10 months to get 1 million users. But when the most popular AI platform, ChatGPT, was introduced, it took just 5 days to reach 1 million users. And it took just 2 months for ChatGPT to have over 100 million users. That is quick, and it's coming into our schools at that same lightning pace. Oh, and by the way, it is predicted that by Christmas of 2023, this Christmas, just about 150 days away, ChatGPT will be old technology and will be replaced by the next IA platform, Google Bard. Just think how long it took education to accept the calculator as an educational support tool. Well, we will not have that same transition luxury with the introduction of AI. There is no sticking your head in the sand on this issue. AI will change almost every educational practice from instruction to assessment and to, yes, program management faster and more efficiently than any product has ever done before. We are moving from an educational mission trying to teach children the productive use of IT to educational programs that will be dealing with the pervasive use of AI. So what is artificial intelligence? Well, to begin, it is important to have a basic understanding of what AI is, and more importantly, what AI isn't. Artificial intelligence, or AI, is an element of computer science designed for creating algorithms that mimic human intelligence. It's used to perform tasks that usually require human thought, like understanding language, recognizing patterns, and making decisions. Types of AI range from systems doing very specific tasks, like recommending movies or auto-correcting typing errors, to more advanced forms that can generate new content and actually predict future outcomes. AI is also behind self-driving cars and digital assistants like Siri and Alexa. Essentially, AI allows machines to learn, adapt, and perform tasks like humans, often more quickly and accurately. It is a rapidly evolving technology that's already a part of our everyday lives. There really are several forms of AI. There is reactive AI tools that respond to specific inputs or situations without learning from past experiences. Examples, again, would be Alexa or the Roomba vacuum cleaner, or even the chess-playing computer games that we use. And then there's also predictive AI tools that analyze historical data and experiences to predict future events or behaviors, such as recommending shows you might watch on Netflix or Hulu, or what extra items you may want to add to your cart when you go to purchase from Amazon Prime. Predictive AI is behind all of those suggestions and recommendations. And thirdly, and the one we really want to focus on in education right now, is the generative AI tool. This generates new content or outputs, often creating something unique or original in content that was created from the AI platforms like ChatGPT or Google Bard. Generative AI tools are the AI programs that are getting the most attention recently. As such, let's focus primarily on the generative AI through this podcast. Though all types of AI have implications for education and are worth understanding in greater detail, it's truly the generative AI tools that I believe are going to have the most and the quickest impact on everyday instruction and everyday organization and management of our education programs here in Indiana. So how does generative AI work? Well, generative AI starts with a very large data set that might include text files, web pages, images, even social media. And this data is used to train a computer algorithm known as a large language model, or an LLM. LLMs, which can identify and predict patterns in language, are the underlying plumbing of all generative AI informative creation systems. Once an LLM is trained, applications like ChatGPT can be built around them, and thereby creating powerful tools that can generate customized content based on a user's specifications or, and remember this term, user prompts. While these tools are impressive, they have limitations, and their output is dependent on the quality and diversity of the data they have access to, as well as the skills and the knowledge of the humans prompting the platform through their input. Now, what AI is not? AI is not magic. Magic is mysterious and cannot be understood or controlled. AI is neither of these things. The more we seek to understand the concepts behind AI, the better we will be able to control it and use it for constructive purposes in education. AI can greatly enhance efficiency and accuracy in many areas, from administrative tasks such as master schedule building, transportation bus route development, and even in human resources to support your hiring and assessment of employees, to at the student level, most importantly, it brings a greater opportunity for personalized learning. It's also important to remember that AI is not human intelligence. It does not possess emotions or consciousness or an inherent ethical judgment ability. AI provides what it can draw from, generated through the prompt or the question that it is asked. AI is responsive. It cannot be creative without your input. So let's take a quick pit stop here and recognize and thank our IAPSS Diamond sponsors. These great partners have been supporting IAPSS at the highest level for over 10 plus years. Performance Services, Standard for Success, powered by Education Advanced, and Baker Tilly Municipal Advisors have been providing guidance and services to IAPSS members in the areas of construction, educational programming, and school financing. And we want to thank them because it's through their generous donations and cooperation and partnerships that we're able to continue to offer our students the best and most optimum educational learning programs and environments. So let's get back a little bit on the track and talk about AI. While a lot of exploration is still needed around AI and education, there are three overarching questions which should be at the front and center of every school leader when it comes to determining the use of AI in the classroom and in the school building. First, how can schools use AI to support student learning? Next, how can schools prepare students with the skills to thrive in an AI-infused world? And thirdly, I think it's important that we ask ourselves, how can AI support educators, both with teaching and increasing efficiency, thereby freeing up time to allow them to focus on students? It is estimated that AI could save teachers about 80% of the prep time needed to support their current instruction. In addition, AI will elevate the opportunities and the efficiencies to maximize personalized learning, to deal with each student at their specific level of comprehension, understanding, and ability, thereby maximizing that end result. So let me throw out a couple of thought questions that you may want to be thinking about here. First, should we ban AI? Well, that's the quick go-to. If we don't understand it, let's just not let it happen. But blanket bans on technology tools are rarely a good idea. AI has become an integral part of our everyday lives already, and it is becoming more prevalent in the workplace, including schools. By denying students access to these tools, we may inadvertently be limiting their future options. Students need to be digitally literate, not only to thrive in the workplace, but to navigate the modern world confidently and safely. Now, also remember that not all students have equal access to technology at home. So by banning technology in school, we might unintentionally be widening the digital divide. In addition, the notion that we can ban AI reveals a fundamental misconception of what AI is. It isn't a single website, but an underlying technology that is already built into millions of websites and likely soon will be built into every website to some degree. Next question you may want to consider, should teachers use AI to write lesson plans? Well, one way to think of generative AI is as an assistant that helps you generate a first draft. AI should be considered the co-pilot, not the pilot, of the classroom instruction model. Sometimes the first draft is spot on, but often it needs a little or sometimes a lot of tweaking. But you should never use your first draft as your final draft. So lesson plans generated for teachers solely by AI are not tuned to the specific students in your school or the specific communities they may come from. Those lesson plans are not going to account for how the plan does or does not connect to school-wide instructional strategies and priorities. And that kind of AI-generated lesson plan will lack the personality of the teachers themselves, which is highly important. Finally, sometimes generative AI lesson plans can get facts and sources just plain wrong. They're only drawing from those areas that they've been told to look at and generating responses. So while it can be a good first draft partner, don't count on AI lesson plans without a human in the loop. Also, how will AI change learning? Well, as AI is able to take over more tasks that we once thought required a human brain, it will make what is uniquely human more valuable. AI can do certain things better than humans already: recall, calculation, information generation, etc. And this will increase dramatically in the immediate near future. Using specific and well-thought-out prompts, we can elevate personalized learning to a level that we've not had access to before. Well, in the weeks and months to come, IPSS will continue to focus on the issues surrounding the use and utilization of AI programming, both on the management side of your job and on the instructional practices utilized to maximize student learning. Some things to think about: AI will not replace human interactions, but it will require some basic changes in how we apply educational practice and generate student outcomes. AI will clearly move the educational mission from a credential-based attainment goal to a skills-based desired outcome for students. Areas like prompt generation to an understanding of digital ethics will rise to the top of preparing students for successful interaction with AI in their educational world. And with the latest and most rapidly changing techno-ed tools that will be a result of AI being infused into those programs, IPSS will also be presenting in future podcasts and seminars advice from AI-related topics, such as the legal perspective of the AI use in education, the student assessment uses that AI can support and enhance, the professional development uses for staff, and even the creation of IEPs for special needs students using an AI platform to help the development. Well, That brings us to the end of the IAPS pole position podcast. I think we actually had some extra laps and ran past the 500 second goal. But like any good sporting event, I hope this podcast has created an interest in continuing to engage in the discussion of AI and education. So until next time, this is Bob Taylor, or is it an AI-generated deep fake version of Bob Taylor, saying have a great day, and remember, IAPSS is your professional association that cares and believes in the important work that you do every day for every student. So in the honor of the Gen Con conference, which is going on right downtown in Indianapolis, let me just say this. May the force be with you. This is Bobby T signing off. Have a great day. Have a great year. Look forward to seeing you in the future.